Three young men have pleaded guilty in Alaska to writing malicious computer software that infected and took control of hundreds of thousands of internet-connected devices, including common household routers. That created a botnet that the men named Mirai. The federal authorities say that was used for what's called a distributed denial of service, or DDoS, attacks. Once the men learned the FBI was onto them, they released the code to other criminals on the internet, and components of it have been seen in subsequent internet security breaches. Assistant U.S. Attorney Adam Alexander says in some cases, the Mirai botnets attacks shut down websites and either slowed or temporarily shut down the upstream internet service providers.
Those were some of the biggest botnet-based DDoS attacks that the internet had seen to date, and resulted in pretty serious disruption and damage both here in the United States and abroad.
In a separate case, two of the conspirators committed click fraud, a scam that makes it appear as if thousands of people are clicking on specific online ads. Since the cost of online advertising is often tied to the number of times people click on the ads, the scheme caused advertisers to pay more than they should have to website owners. Alexander, the federal prosecutor, says the case spanned the U.S. and even reached to other countries, but he says they were prosecuted in Alaska because FBI agents discovered that some of the compromised devices were here in the 49th state. Alexander says the FBI also had local agents who were trained to investigate cybercrime. He says they worked with other FBI agents around the country and investigators in other countries, as well as with outside internet security experts.
It's a combination of traditional investigative methods, you know, shoe leather policing on the part of the FBI agents, in combination with sophisticated and specialized training and experience. It's also critical that law enforcement is able to work hand-in-hand with private partners who may be victims or other significant actors on the internet to be able to identify threats and address them appropriately.
Alexander says that in the interest of safety, it's important to change the default settings on internet-connected devices like routers and to monitor whether there are significant, unexpected increases in the data usage by such devices in a short amount of time, because a drastic increase in usage can be an indicator that a device has been captured by a botnet.